I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1192. You can be an archaeologist. Having just come back from Greece and Israel last month, tells are on my brain. Now, in archaeology, a tell, which is spelled T-E-L-L or T-E-L, is an artificial mound formed from the accumulated refuge and deposits of people living on the same site for hundreds or maybe thousands of years. And they're all over the place, in places like Greece and Israel. And they lend greater understanding to people, to the chronological, historical, material, social, cultural, and religious backgrounds of the people of the Bible. And they're much more interesting than you might think. They represent the way that people really lived, their lives, their habits. It's more than just an old pile of rocks. It might surprise you to know that you can be an archaeologist, and you don't have to get on a plane or dig up dirt to do it. T2G is all about love, loving God and loving others. And you know, the more we know about others, the more that we can understand the backstory behind their lives, the more love we're able to give them. I started making the connection between what I saw on my trip and everyone being an archaeologist when I read a tweet by Hugh Halty. He simply tweeted, "Kingdom work is archaeology, unearthing what God is already doing." That got my wheels turning. Now, I know, because I saw it happen, archaeology is hard, slow, careful work. You can't just start shoveling things and throwing dirt everywhere. In fact, every spoonful matters. And when you're slow, when you take your time, the treasures you can uncover can be mind-blowing. A couple of examples. I got to see what's been called the Jesus boat, or the boat from the Sea of Galilee. It's a first century boat along the Sea of Galilee that was discovered when there was a drought and part of it was exposed and some fishermen saw it. And they immediately contacted the archaeology department, and extracting it safely, this, 2,000-year-old boat, it's wood and it's been in water, extracting that safely was a huge challenge to excavators. In fact, conservation of its waterlogged timbers took 11 years. But now you can go to the museum and you can see the remains of a first century boat. Now, it may not have been Jesus' boat, but it was a boat like Jesus would have been in his time. Also on this trip, I got to see Magdala, which was just unearthed in 2009. Archaeological discoveries indicate the presence of a Jewish community in Magdala. A first century synagogue is there. Now, this synagogue is one of the seven in the world that's best preserved today. In the center of the synagogue, archaeologists found the Magdala Stone, a discovery that they have quoted to be one of the most significant finds in the last 50 years. Now, here's where it fits us. It's in Magdala where Jesus likely taught the multitudes and healed the afflicted, including a woman who made her hometown famous, Mary of Magdala. Now, if that doesn't light your fire, your wood's wet. I got to stand in the synagogue as they uncovered it where Jesus would have stood because he preached in all the synagogues of the area. I tell you about that tell to tell you this. You can be an archaeologist. As you are in relationship with other people, as you carefully listen to their stories, their past, as you uncover their life, you can begin to see what God has done and what God is doing. Now, that takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of patience. And you have to respect their tell, literally. It's their story. And if they uncover part of it for you to see, treat it as an honor. Here's the great question. In whose life have you had the privilege of being an archaeologist? Let's pray. Lord, we all have a story that's been covered up over time. Events both good and bad that can't be fully seen anymore. And there are ways that we lived and moved, and those things help shape us to become who we are today. Help us to treat with respect the past that someone uncovers for us to see. May we give grace. May we tread carefully on that sacred site. We all have an ancient tell, and when we tell our tell, we're being vulnerable. And when someone tells their tell to us, we are treading on sacred ground. Thank you for redeeming our past through Jesus. In his name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1193, and in the meantime, for most of us, archaeology sounds really, really boring. Yet when you get to see what archaeologists have uncovered, the insights into the past that they've provided for us, you just stand in awe and give thanks. And when someone trusts you with their past, treat it as holy ground. What a shock today to know that T2G means you can be an archaeologist.